Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
Currently 60 in Augusta and Bangor, 59 in Camden, 57 in Bar Harbor. I'm Paul Wolf. Next news at 9 o'clock. Breaking news at once on Maine's News Talk and Information Station, VOM.
It's time to come out swinging.
Come out swinging.
For things that tee you off on The Voice of Maine.
Okay, we know the phone line is working. That's terrific, because not only do we want to take your call toll-free at 1-800-966-1039 and tell us what tees you off this morning, we want to get you ready for the College of Political Knowledge, your chance to win a fabulous prize today. It's our daily quiz of things you'd know if you're paying attention to the show, and it's moments away. Get ready to call in and play. But for right now, caller, hello, what tees you off?
Good morning, boys. This is your president, Donald J. Trump.
Morning, Mr. President.
I have a horrible announcement. Good morning, Mr. Rick Tyler. I have a horrible announcement about the cleanup from America's 250th celebration. This is very terrible news. It became a very great scandal for me. When we went to clean the porta potties up, when we opened one, we discovered none only than Graham Plattner. That is correct. Graham Plattner was in one of the porta potties.
Oh, Lord.
In his hand, we discovered a Sharpie. And he was creating graffiti on the walls. I can only describe them as looking like SpaceX rockets, but not quite. They were very horrible. On each one of them, it said hashtag WERU or hashtag DNC forever. This was very terrible. It was a very deplorable thing to do. I am very disgusted. That is all, boys.
That is all. 1-800-966-1039. Look like rockets. By the way, this is a no-context comment. It is, if you know, you know. The phrase is, if the plumbin' is hummin', you shouldn't be chummin'. All right. Okay, if you're paying attention, that will not be a question on the College of Political Knowledge today. But the safest version that we found was, if the plumbin' is hummin', you shouldn't be chummin'. 1-800-966-1039.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
I don't know if I can compete with all that. But anyway, I got to go back to the island for the third time this week to the same place to fix the third small issue. Which they could have just told me about all three of them at the same time. But now I got to drive through Bar Harbor traffic three times in 1 week.
Bill them triple. 1-800-966-1039. Oh. Caller, hi, what tees you off?
It doesn't tee me off, Rick, but it was what you were alluding to last time I called about the red, white, and blue dinner for Maine.
Yeah.
Clams get cooked. When they cook, they turn white. So lobster, clams, and a big piece of blueberry pie. Come on, people. You can't deny that. That sounds really good. Go get it.
Yes.
Go get it. I like the sound of that.
Yes. I'll tell you. A clam boil.
Go get it.
Get one of those Narragansetts.
Nasty Gansett?
You got to use the Nasty Gansett.
Really?
It's unreal.
That's the beer that you choose when doing a clam bake broil?
Yeah.
Do you get the seaweed? Do you put the clams? Do you put the bed of seaweed, the clams, and then another bed of seaweed and have the coals under it and light the coals on fire? You ever done that?
I've done that before. That's great.
Mm. Caller, hi. Paul Wolf has a question for you.
What tees you off?
Hi, boys. This is Bill from Arkansas.
You're visiting our state.
I need Elliot Cutler's address. I'm going to send him a Starlink. I tell you, I don't know if we've heard from him this morning, but if he gets on, thank you, boys.
You might meet him on Kix. I don't know. 1-800-966-1. If you see some guy in a white towel with a tat up on the peck, don't swipe right. I don't even know what you do on Kix.
I don't know.
Do you swipe right or swipe left?
I don't know.
1-800-966-1039.
Don't want to know. Yeah. But I do want to know, caller, what tees you off?
Nice. Hey, guys. Hey, Rick and Paul. I'm still getting over the 6 a.m. hour, honestly. I hadn't heard all of the details. I had seen a little bit. First of all, this Liberty dude, total CYA, weak individual, not impressed at all. I hope to heaven I'm never put in a prison in the state of Maine where we allow the most manipulative criminals to
be predators to women in prison. I'm still getting over it, guys.
1-800-966-1039. I'll tell you, I did make, I'll call it the mistake. Someone who is in Washington County, whose opinions I take the time to read to understand because I want to understand to the best of my ability perspectives, a little cognitive dissonance in my own head. Mm-hmm. All right. And they had a strong comment about on our question of the day about, well, how come you're not letting the commissioner, how come you're not listening from the hearing the commissioner? Well, I did not invite the commissioner to be on the program. This all came together between, I'll be honest with you, this came together between 3:15 a.m. and 4:15 a.m. this morning. No, I did not sleep last night. But we did our best to play back full comments by the commissioner in our presentation between 6 and 6:30. Did our best to present the sides. Did have an opinion. Did have a take on it and shared it. But you can hear the rewind. It's posted now under Maine's Morning News Rewinds at WVOMFM.com.
It's time to come out swinging.
Come out swinging.
For things that tee you off on The Voice of Maine.
And line two is a blink in there, Bob.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Last week, I went to the polls to vote and got to the front entrance. And, of course, there was all kinds of politicians there, Rick and Paul. And they were very nice to me. They say, hey, Otis, how you doing? How's it going, Otis? One guy patted me on the back and said, Otis, you here to do some voting? I said, well, I didn't stop to go to the bathroom. So I walked in, and I voted across the board. I voted across the board for Bobby Charles. When I put my ballot in the machine, it struck me. And I said, is this all for naught today? After this, during ranked choice voting, they are going to pull a Poliquin on Bobby Charles. It'll be the theft since then, a great theft. And to Shirley Jones and other Republicans that say they're not going to show up if Bobby Charles is declared the winner,
that is
nasty.
Shirley Jones, unless I'm mistaken. It's David Jones, but he calls David Jones Shirley Jones because Shirley Jones was the mother on the Partridge Family.
Oh,
okay. Driving around in the Partridge Family bus with all the colors and everything. Caution, nervous mother driving. You're way too young.
Hi. I'll Google it.
Caller, hi. What tees you off?
It's infuriating that the winner who gets the most votes may not actually be the next governor. It's just infuriating.
And how do you think that's going to, how do you think the Democrats are going to feel about that? Mm. Unless they're going to do as one person wrote to us, they'll keep counting until they win. But there very well could be some disenfranchised Democrats who did not see either Jackson or Hannah or, I don't know, maybe Bellows elevate to win. Maybe. So there could be equal disenfranchisement on the other side of the ticket. 1-800-966-1039. I think line two goes to you, sir.
All righty. Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
The two mental midget mush mind Graham Platner type Antifa thugs that were caught contaminating Trump's reflecting pool with algae. They've already confessed that they were paid by an organization headed by Barack Obama. And Jeanine Pirro has already said, we will be lenient if you confess and you testify against that dirtbag of America in court. And it's coming.
1-800-966-1039. I apologize. You didn't hear the start of his comment, but it refers to, and I saw this online. I haven't seen much of it since, but two members of Antifa busted on the way to dump algae into the reflecting pool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was the claim.
That was, yeah.
Have you seen any more of that?
I haven't, but I think I saw that item that you might have spied.
Hmm. Do you think it was fake news?
I don't.
Do we still use the term fake news?
I don't know. Maybe.
How about fake weather? Fake sports? Caller, hi. What tees you off?
Yeah, what tees me off is that the jails and prisons have a tool in their policy and procedure. It's called protective custody. That means these transgender male to female and female to male inmates can be housed as their gender, but you put them in protective custody so that not only are they protected from being attacked, they can't attack anyone else.
And that is all they had to bring up yesterday during the Government Oversight Committee hearing. That and if the commissioner had just said the women are safe, there could have been a level of assurance that might have averted this entire conversation this morning. I didn't hear it. Katrina Smith, the state representative, that Rewind has already posted at WVOMFM.com. She says she didn't hear it. This whole thing could have been put to bed. 1-800-966-1039.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Oh, man, alive. Try line one.
Line one. Good morning. What tees you off?
Oh, the fact I got this damn China virus again really teeing me off. And, oh, by the way, I'm on my way to Masadas. And just a note to Graham Splatner, there's an empty rest area up here you might want to accommodate. Have a great day.
No, we sometimes stop at that one on the way to camp.
I was going
to
say, that's
right?
The,
you too, right?
That's like the last, that's yeah, the last yeah. stop.
Either you hold it, okay?
Yeah, and you're holding it.
Wait a second. You think about that.
45 minutes.
No, you can make it to Ashland.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Depending on how fast you drive. You get that wicked sharp turn before you get to the mill.
Yep.
Right? Mm. You can get to Masardis.
You can get there.
You can get, yeah. What is it? Cold Pond? Is it Cold Pond? That's there? Oh, check it out. Caller, you get the last word. What tees you off?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Just wanted to, I know, I had a question. I was wondering possibly if Oyster Man's indiscretions could possibly be related to him ingesting, let's say, copious amounts of the product that he removes from the ocean.
Hmm. You think that actually... Do we think that oysters really do get the job going, done, if you know what we're saying? Does it? Do they really? Right now, best neighbor in the world, Steve, is scrambling to pick up the phone. And he will share his insight into this topic shortly in a message that we will read after Paul Wolf delivers sports. College of Political Knowledge. You know you're doing it, Steve. You know it. Sing along with us, boys. What's going on? College of Political Knowledge is on the way. Our daily quiz of things you know if you're paying attention to the show. We're going to clear the PDQ to our telephone line. You get ready to call in and play with us here on Maine's Morning News on VOM.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.